From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Hurricane Matthew heads toward the U.S. coast with a trail of demolition. Hurricane Matthew is barreling its way across the Bahamas, and it has gained strength. Now a Category 4 as it heads for the southeastern U.S. state of Florida. The forecast track had Matthew going directly up the east coast of Florida on Friday after strengthening to that 4 status. Florida Governor Rick Scott issued a warning.
We are preparing for the worst, hoping for the best, and not taking any chances. Regardless if there's a direct hit or not, the impacts will be devastating. Right now, we expect to see impacts all along Florida's east coast, ranging from the Upper Keys to Nassau County. We're going to see rip currents. We're going to see beach erosion. We're going to see tornadoes and hurricane-force winds. This is a dangerous storm, and it is never too early to evacuate.
The hurricane is reported to have killed at least 16 people in Haiti and the Dominican Republic after slamming the island as a Category 4 on Tuesday, the strongest storm to make landfall in Haiti in 52 years. Haiti postponed its presidential election, which had been scheduled for Sunday. Portugal's former Prime Minister António Guterres, who is virtually certain to be the next UN Secretary General, says he wants to be an honest broker, a bridge builder, and someone who tries to create conditions for consensus. The veteran politician and diplomat who won unanimous backing from the UN Security Council Wednesday said in an interview with the Associated Press and two other news organizations during his campaign that if he got the job, his aim would be to work with all countries to help solve the myriad problems on the global agenda. This is VOA News. An explosion has been reported near a police station close to Istanbul's Atatürk Airport. At least one person has been injured by what the Turkish news agency has said is a car bomb. The injured person has been admitted to the hospital in critical condition. Turkey has been hit by a wave of attacks over the past year, carried out both by Islamic State and the Kurdish Workers' Party, also known as the PKK. Russia on Wednesday suspended a 3-year-old agreement with the United States on cooperation on nuclear and energy-related research, the latest move signifying a deteriorating bilateral relationship. It's frankly concerning, said a senior U.S. official to VOA on condition that he not be named. Russian President Vladimir Putin Monday also signed a decree suspending an agreement with the United States on disposing weapons-grade plutonium, citing unfriendly actions by Washington, a reference to U.S.-led sanctions on Moscow for its actions in Ukraine. State Department spokesman Mark Toner in Washington said that Washington, during Wednesday's daily briefing, said that nullifying the Plutonium Act is a real tragedy because these are areas where we have successfully cooperated in the past. The United States halted Syria ceasefire direct talks with Russia amid continuing military attacks against civilian targets. As Iraqi troops gear up to retake the city of Mosul from Islamic State, coalition officials say up to 45,000 troops will be needed to remain in the city after it's recaptured to maintain its security. As VOA correspondent Carla Babb reports, the push for the city center could be starting as soon as 2 weeks from now.
Estimates say the massive force backed by coalition airstrikes will take on between 3,000 and 5,000 Islamic State fighters entrenched in the city. Officials say some Iraqi soldiers will need about 2 more weeks of training to prepare. These troops have already been fighting in different parts of the country. The coalition says Islamic State forces face inevitable defeat in Mosul. A coalition official says a force of 30,000 to 45,000 will remain in and around the city after the battle to keep IS forces from coming back in. Police from Nineveh province and local tribal forces will secure areas inside the city. Forces that are not local will take part in protecting Mosul, but will safeguard areas outside the city. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Pakistan's powerful army chief has lashed out at India, warning the neighbor that any act of aggression from New Delhi will not go unpunished as tensions spike between the two countries over the divided regions of Kashmir. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.